Blog Talk Radio.
I just want.
Somewhere they said over the rainbow I'd find love here. Beneath the stars under a moonlit sky, that's where they said it lives. So I thought I'd take you here with me to see what this whole place is about. Lay you down on this blanket for two and hold you while the sun goes down. They say that angels sing when people fall in love. That they will spread their wings far right into your heart. When in the arms of the one you love, your heart lets them back in. So I thought I'd take you to this place to give us just one last try. Lay you down on this blanket for two and let God do His work tonight.
Right in.
just want you to know my love is true. Everything is alright when I'm alone with you. Hey family, this is Brian Christopher, R&B singer from Washington, D.C. Come start your day off with a little morning coffee with Flavor on Flavor News Radio.
Welcome to Morning Coffee with Flavor. How are you this morning? I'm rolling out of bed, but you know what? I don't feel too bad. And I hope that you're feeling good. Gosh, the sky is beautiful. It's going to be another beautiful day here in Seattle. A little hot. I will have to say that the weather, you know, when it gets past 80 here, it, we're just kind of not used to it. And we don't have air conditioning, you know, in our homes. And so it gets a little hot. My office and my bedroom are upstairs in kind of the attic rooms of the house. And it's extremely hot up here. Right now it's comfortable, but I've had to have two fans going and a squirt bottle of water to spray on the fan so that the cool moisture is blown back on me. And his daddy calls it wilting. He says he's wilting. You know, but we're trying to stay, you know, as comfortable as possible. But I have to tell you, the view is absolutely beautiful. I started out this morning with David Britt, was somewhere they set over the rainbow, going into my girl Catherine Hume with Dance in the Moonlight, then Walter Finch. One of my favorite people out here in Seattle with Humble Yourself. I used to play that song at my coffee shop, and actually Catherine used to sing and perform. She wrote Dance in the Moonlight at my coffee shop, Flavor Coffee House. And then I closed out the first set with Bridget Hempstead with Sister Don't You Know. I love that song. I saw her perform it as a contestant at Sherry Gordy's stage-to-stage competition here in Seattle, and I just had to reach out to Bridget and ask if she had it by chance, recorded so that I could play it here for you on Flava Marlux Radio. So welcome to the coffee house. Come in, sit down. This is just a short little quick show that I can, share a little time with you on hump day here on Wednesday in Seattle, and, just kind of be able to greet you and wish you a good day and all that good stuff. But I have to tell you, I didn't realize that maybe I would be creating some drama last night on Facebook, but I had posted up that, it's hard to sometimes see people talk about getting into relationships and then all of a sudden they are out of the relationship, for whatever the reason is. And I've always wondered, about that particular part of, Facebook. Is it important to, say that you're in a relationship or not? And my cat is, no, go. Get down from there. Get down. Oh, my goodness. Anything can happen around here. It's actually not my cat. It's my youngest daughter's cat. But anyway, I'm not sure how important it is to identify that you're in a relationship, and maybe even who you're in a relationship with. I don't know. I'm not sure. I go back and forth. I know that there's those posts that talk about, if they keep you behind, no, I'm going to say behind closed doors, but I know that's not the way it goes. But, where they don't publicly acknowledge you, then, that's not a good thing or whatever. And I kind of get that too. But I also know that, when it comes to the social networks and all, it can just create drama. And I've seen it. I've witnessed when somebody has changed their status or when somebody has acknowledged that they're in a relationship with a specific person that people also know online or whatever, where it's just really caused issues. And I feel bad, when all of a sudden somebody has to change their relationship status. And so yesterday, two people that I know, men, posted up that they were no longer in relationships, and it just shocked me. It shocked me, and I did. I had to make some phone calls, because it just threw me off. One time I saw somebody post up that they were getting married, and actual pictures of getting married. Very simple courtroom, wedding. And I'm not kidding. I don't even know if it lasted a month, and then all of a sudden they were separated, And I felt really bad for her, that she went through all the excitement of talking about getting married and pictures of it and, what they did after the civil ceremony and all of that. And then all of a sudden it's really clear that she's not with him anymore, So, how important is that? I will never post up what my relationship status is. I have that I'm in a relationship with myself, my Susan Koshy side. And I don't accept friends over there from artists. And so it's, if you are an artist and you're trying to send me a friend request to my personal page, it's not going to happen. unless you just happen to be a part of my personal world, it's not going to happen. You know, but anyway, that's the direction I chose to go, is that I'm in a relationship with myself. And so, I don't know. What do you think? Do you think it's good to put up that you're in a relationship or who you're in a relationship with? Because I just really do. I feel really bad for those guys and for sometimes for the women, because there are a lot of people that are so happy about being in a relationship and, you know, post about it, which I totally get. And, you know, usually when I see that they're happy in a relationship and, you know, posting up pictures of themselves as couples and this and that, but when it turns out that they break up, that just really, really sucks in my opinion. So I'm sending out good vibes for the people that are in relationships and are happy. Please stay that way. And I'm sending out, you know, good vibes for those that have, you know, come to the point of ending relationships and, you know, hope that transition into being single and all of that goes well, as best as possible, you know, because for the gentleman that I know that posted up about theirs, you know, it was a committed relationship, you know, that they were in, and it wasn't like a fly-by-night type thing, you know, and so, yeah, I'm sending out prayers for them, you know, as they transition into a new stage of their life. Oh, this morning I was so very sleepy. I probably was because I was up too late going back and forth with my girlfriend Sandra and my big brother Alvin on that particular post. And I do want to say this to people. You know, be really careful about what type of messages you send out, especially privately, you know, to people online. And I, you know, and I talk about this and I do joke about it, but I do want to be serious about it right now. I've seen a lot of messages, especially from women, in regards to male artists, and it's so not flattering, you know, it's like when, honestly, once you put it out there, it's out there, you know, and just depending on what type of honest relationship you have with the person that you send that message to, somebody else can see it. And because I work with artists all the time, and I'm connected to a lot of male artists, and the men that I work most closely with are artists. And I've seen the messages. I've seen the messages that women have sent them. You know, I've seen text messages and pictures, and it's just crazy what women will do. I don't know if men do that with female artists or not. I only know one female artist that had some drama, you know, with men. But, you know, I don't know if it's something that's common. But I definitely see a pattern when it comes to creative men that are very public. And maybe I will go to the point of saying have a sex appeal that draws women into following them and supporting who they are with their art, you know. And it's sad because a lot of them are older women that are my age and older that are doing, you know, sending out the pictures and sending out the emails and stuff like that. And then they get mad if they don't get the attention back that they want, or it doesn't continue the way that they want, or something goes bad, or they feel like they've been used or whatever, then all of a sudden they're not a supporter of that artist anymore. You know, as if the art has changed quality from the point of when they tried to take it to a level of, I don't know, do you call it even intimacy? So think about that, ladies. Think about it, men. You know, once you put a picture out, once you put a post out, it can be, you know, it can be seen by others as a joke. It could be shown to others being concerned and asking, what should I do about this? It could end up, you know, legally, you know, out there in the court system if something, you know, goes to that point. So, you know, or if somebody really wants to just be nasty and put it out there online, you know, to, you know, the public eye. There's a lot of messy people online. There really, really is. And sometimes I do think that people come online just to see what drama's being posted on the different social networks. You know, when it comes to who I am and what I do, it's all about supporting artists. You know, I get caught up. Just like when I posted out about, you know, I was feeling bad about, you know, the two guys that had posted out they're no longer in a relationship. I didn't know that it was going to turn into that. And yes, I'm going to blame that on my big brother, Alvin. You know, because I, you know, he's probably looking for material for his up and coming next book or books or whatever, you know, but, you know, I'm here to support artists, and that's what I want you to pay attention to is the people that I really believe in. Because, trust and believe, if I didn't believe in the artists that I am posting out about, events I'm posting out about, information that I'm posting out about, it wouldn't be posted. You know, I wouldn't be doing the radio shows. I wouldn't be sharing the information. I wouldn't show my support. You know, but what I do really, really, really matters to me. And I hope it, what you put out there is something that you're proud of and something that you don't have to think twice about. You know, was it okay to post that or not? I did get called on. I'll just keep it real. You know, I got called on by somebody in the industry really, really big on two posts that I had put out on Facebook a while back. And it had nothing to do with that person. Absolutely nothing to do with that person. But that person felt it was a bad look on them that I had posted out something. And I thought that was really, really interesting because when it comes to me and the posts that I put out, it's based off of stories I've heard or situations I've witnessed or things that I have gone through. And it because it's making me think about a situation, I want other people to think, you know, like what, you know, what, how does this pertain to my own life? So, for instance, I posted out something to the effect that, this had to do with my daughter's job and, you know, talking about the employer providing tools for the employees to be successful. Now, what's wrong with posting that, right? You know, but somebody turned around privately sending me an email saying that that was disrespectful that I posted that, you know, and things of that matter. And I thought, that's really interesting that you even thought it had to do with you, because it had nothing to do with you, you know. So I don't know, it just, you know, I think about what we see online, what we experience online, you know. I think about art and how it makes us feel, and I think that sometimes we need to really, really think about, you know, what it is that we're putting out there. I was having a conversation with one of the gentlemen who is a part of my life and my family, and he also participated in the state-of-the-art emergency show that J.C. Cage and I did, you know, and he works with, you know, Stop the Violence programs, you know, putting guns down out there in Illinois, and, you know, it's important to him, you know, in being a part of that movement. And you know, the post that you see from him has to do with the different programs that they were working with on the, with the youth out there. He posts up pictures of my grandson, Draymond, and my other grandchildren, you know, and, you know, and stuff. And I think that's, you know, if we put out things that are positive, would that not feel more positive? But I understand that the social networks, you know, allows you a place to be able to post and present, you know, your frustrations. It's a great place of venting. Sometimes I wonder if we were not hiding behind this thing called the internet, would we be so open to, what we actually publicly post? Will we say it in person? I don't know. I think that the internet sometimes gives us courage to say things that maybe we would not say in person. But anyway, I'm kind of rambling, right? And I think I'm going to jump into playing some more music. The exciting thing for me about doing what I do is when I have the opportunity to support an actual family member. And it just thrills me, you know, when I can play somebody who's a part of my family. So I want to play a piece. This is produced by my cousin Beat Bumma down in Louisiana with Keep Your Head Up featuring Devin Porter.
Keep your head up in the bed. extra cool.
Caramel lover with the whipped cream and cinnamon kisses, dripping chocolate at a triple shot of ooh.
I think I like that. I like how that sounds.
Coffee shop.
I wanna see you at my
coffee shop.
Take a minute when you're
walking by. Stop over, say
hi to me.
Don't be shy.
I wanna see you at my
coffee shop.
Take a minute when you're walking by. My sweetest perfection, come and hang with me. Your love is what's missing. I keep imagining every time I pour your drink in, you serve it with the soup. I can see you flying, dancing on the moon. Come and sit with me. We can say something.
Intellectually stimulated, culturally motivated, we can just share our dreams. Don't be shy.
I wanna see you at my
coffee shop.
Take a minute when you're walking back.
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Morning Coffee with Flava. This is just kind of my way of, you know, spending a little time with you early in the morning. Well, it's early here in Seattle. As you start Wednesday hump day, you know, that middle day of the week, you know, if I could handle waking up early in the morning, I would do it every morning just so that I could wish you a great day. But I'm sorry, it's a little difficult for me these days. You know, my life is so scheduled out, you know, as to how it goes. And I take care of my daddy. I'm working on several projects with my core. I've got, you know, proposals out and phone calls and really, really working on, you know, turning what I do into an actual business. I am getting hit up a lot, you know, by artists, you know, wanting help and wanting advice and wanting me to, you know, review their projects and packages and all of that. And it's really time consuming. And so how to make everything work, I sometimes just need to stop and just figure it out. But the thing is that we all need tools to help us, you know, have great days, to be as healthy as we can be, you know. And sometimes I think it's really okay to just stop and regroup and figure out what's working in your lives and what's not. Because if it's putting you in a negative space, it's probably not a good thing for you. And I've talked about this many times in the past with my own children, you know, when it comes to going to work. If you hate going to work, try to find a way to turn that into something that's positive, even if it means that it is that means of giving you a paycheck. And that's what you're working towards is, you know, being able to take care of your financial responsibilities until you can find something that's better suited for you and that you can be happy at. But it seems to be something that's a struggle now in finding work that really makes you feel good and that you want to actually get up and go there every single day. And so I think a lot of it really does have to come down to and how we perceive it and how we approach it. because there are sometimes things that we need in life to be able to survive. You know, my prayers go out to the people that I know that are really, really struggling in their world one way or another. You know, sometimes we're all thrown curveballs, you know, and it's like, oh my goodness, what do we do? You know, for me, because of, you know, having a spiritual background and all, I really believe in prayer. I really believe in letting go and trying to turn it over to a higher power. I believe in meditation and being able to just try to relax through things. You know, it's easier at times than others. Yeah, I'm going to admit that. But I think if there's a way that we can let go of those situations and not own it as much as we cling on to the negative, I think it helps us, you know, to maneuver through the storms that we, from time to time, are going to have to face and will always face. I don't think there will ever be a time where there isn't some form of storm that we have to go through for whatever the reason is. And so I think for myself, you know, what things can I do? What can I bring into my own world to help me stay as sane as possible? And you know, because I am a Cancer, because I am a mom and a grandma and all, you know, I do absorb the energy and worry when my loved ones are going through things, you know, and that's hard to just step back and say they need to go through their own stuff, you know. A couple weeks ago when my family was hit very hard with a crisis that's ongoing right now, it's not over, you know, I know I was kind of getting in a negative space, you know, and it was challenging for me to do my work. It was challenging for me to just have to do the things that I do, you know, in my everyday routine. And one day I was listening to Pandora and I put on the Motown station. And I don't know, there was something so peaceful, something that was so comforting to listen to music from when I was young that brought a smile on my face. So sometimes it can be as simple as turning on music that can help us really, really go through our days and make it better. You know, sometimes it's not about even being able to look outside at a beautiful day like what we're experiencing right now at this moment in Seattle, Washington. Sometimes we feel the rain. Sometimes we really feel the storm, you know, but what can we do? What tools do we have access to that can help turn that around? I talk about the fact that, you know, Seattle's known for rain, right? But it doesn't mean that that's how we have to feel in that day. We don't have to feel gray and gloomy and wet, right? We can always turn it around and create our own sunshine. I think that sometimes, you know, even when it's beautiful out, we can still feel sad and mad and hurt and all of those things. But what do you think about, like, turning on some music that just makes you feel good? Artists, I really want you to think about the music you're creating and the power that you have, you know, in helping us maneuver life. I do agree that we need music that helps us own our feelings. And it may be a dark feeling, and it may be a sad feeling, and it may be something uncomfortable. And I think that's okay, too. But I really love it when I can put on some music and it just helps me relax, when I can put on some music and it makes me smile, you know, and I put on music that makes me feel loved, you know. And those are all wonderful, positive things. And so that's what I'm thinking about right now, you know, is wanting to wrap my arms around all of you that have some hurt and pain, have some struggles and have some storms that you're going through. I want to take away that pain from you. I really, really do. I really do. You know, it's not about just supporting artists and you know, being a cheerleader. You know, I just want you to know that I care and that there are people around you that care. There really is, you know. You're an amazing person. You bring so much into the world of the people that are around you and love you and care about you, you know, and you matter. You matter, even if people don't tell you that on a regular basis. I hope there is some kind of energy and some kind of feeling that you experience every single day from those that are around you that let you know that you really do matter, you know, and feel good about that, okay? Feel good about that. I want to play a song before I close out today's show, and it's a feel-good song. It's by my girl, Promise Marks, down there in the Bay Area, and this piece is called Sunshine. All right, that was Sunshine by my girl Promise Marks. I hope you're doing well today. Really, really, I hope you're doing well. And guess what? You know what? It's not too late to change how you're feeling just by adjusting your attitude. I want to thank everyone who sent me birthday wishes one way or another. I've got over 300 messages in my Facebook inbox, you know, wishing me happy birthday. I don't know if I can get to everyone, and I just feel horrible if I just go in there and start deleting them. But please know that I appreciate all the well wishes that came my way privately and publicly. I had a great birthday. I really, really did. I had a great birthday. It was simple. It was relaxed. But it was special. You know, my son, Michael, and my daughter, Brittany, you know, it was wonderful. They brought me flowers and got me presents. They cooked for me. My big brother, Alvin Horn, stopped by the house. My god sister, Donna, stopped by the house. Oh my gosh, why am I just like drawn? Oh, Jace, JC Cage, my business partner, stopped by the house, and we had our driveway meeting, and so it was wonderful. You know, I started out my day with Mark calling me. Well, actually, he called me twice. He called me at midnight on the East Coast time when it turned my birthday, and then he called me very early in the morning, and so my first phone calls were from Mark wishing me happy birthday. So I have to give a shout out to my core, the men in my world that really, really make my life work and let me know that I matter on a regular basis, if not every single day, that I matter to them and that allow me to let them know they matter to me. So shout out to Lamont Carey in Washington, D.C., to J.C. Cage, who's right here in Seattle, to Mark Van Claggett out there in Baltimore. Man, you guys are amazing. You guys are absolutely amazing. I love you so very, very much. To my big brother, Alvin, who's been with me like forever. He is my rock. He is my rock, and I love him with all my heart. So I'm blessed. I'm blessed to have people in my world that make my world work, and I hope that you do too. Please, as you start this day, you know, go look in the mirror. And know that that person that's looking back at you is an amazing person and loves you so very, very much. As you go out and you start this day, you know, share a sunshine. Share a smile with somebody. And especially maybe a stranger. Because you just really don't know how that simple act of kindness can make somebody feel. My birthday was simple. It wasn't all about, you know, balloons and bunches of people and any of and all of that good stuff. It was the perfect birthday. I'm not kidding. It was the perfect birthday. It was just simple, you know. And the people that really mattered to me, they were there, you know. They were there. And it was good stuff. And so it's a birthday I will always remember. And it wasn't, you know, something that had a whole bunch of bells and whistles. So I say sharing a smile can change somebody's day. It really, really can. Saying good morning, saying good afternoon, saying good evening, saying hello, you know, with a smile on your face. You just don't know. So take care of yourself. Be good to yourself. Think about what it is that you can do to be better. And to be better for yourself, because trust and believe, as you are better for yourself, you are better for all of those that come in contact with you. Have a great, great day, and thank you so much for tuning in to Morning Coffee with Flava with me this morning. Bye-bye.